This week, we once again resume our series on the coming 50th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy. We visit with James Tague, an accidental eyewitness, and today, a researcher and author on the subject. You can catch our full interview for free on the scenic route at AmericanCountryside.com. The American Countryside returns after this.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to
fall
over. Anything he might need.
There's a box of tissues and band-aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
In the fall of 1963, James Tague had just gotten out of the Air Force and taken a job selling cars in Dallas, Texas.
That particular day, I had a luncheon date at 12 o'clock noon downtown Dallas with a cute redhead. And when I turned off of Stemmons on the Commerce going east into downtown Dallas, I was right under the triple underpass and traffic stopped.
It was November 22nd, and President Kennedy's motorcade was winding its way through the city.
So I got out of my car, walked up four or five steps to be out from under the triple underpass, and looked up to the left and towards the school book depository, and there was a big crowd up there, and no more noticed that crowd until there came a car through it with flags on the front fender.
Tague had accidentally gotten himself a front row seat for the passing motorcade.
And I thought, golly, he's going to come right down the street here quite close to me. And no more than that thought had entered my mind than somebody threw a firecracker. Pop. Turned out that was the first shot.
It did not take long to realize he was hearing something other than fireworks.
And then after a slight pause, why is the crack of two rifle shots? And something stung me in the face. And I'm standing there in wonderment as the president's car goes by.
Tague wasn't sure what he'd just witnessed. He also did not immediately realize he was injured. You can hear the full interview on the scenic route at AmericanCountryside.com and the next feature with Tague right here, next time as we travel the countryside in Bonham, Texas. I'm Andrew McRae.